This is program number LW2734. Well, Anne Grace Shinen is alive and well and living in Alameda, California. Hi, this is Larry West. What of it? Well, let me tell you her story, and then you might appreciate it a little more. Anne says, "My mother died 7 years ago by her own hand. My father found her when he returned home from work that Friday, her body already cold where it lay huddled in the back of the little red Corvair Monza. A hose led from the exhaust pipe through the rear window of the car." She goes on, "I can't imagine what he must have felt when he found her. I can't imagine how my mother must have felt as she descended the stairs to the garage for the last time. There was a numbness, a sense of suspended disbelief. Her body already seemed not to belong to her. In her anesthetized mind was a single spark of clarity, and that was that the peace she had longed for was now really and truly to be hers." Thinking about her mother, Anne says, maybe she left in anger. Maybe that was why. But the only reality for her in those last moments was the desperate hunger for a final, eternal end to pain. She never fought against the blackness that swallowed her. "I know," says Anne. "I've been there. I tried suicide several times in my life when I was in my early 20s, and I bitterly resented having my life saved. I despised and raged against the doctors and nurses who prevented my death. All I really wanted was the kind of peace of mind everyone in the world seemed blessed with except me." You know, suicide is now the second major reason for deaths among the 18 to 25-year-olds in this country. Anne says, "I'm 32 now, and I'm still alive." She says, "I'm even married and have moved from a secretarial position into entry-level management in a Fortune 500 company. I keep house and look after my husband and our three cats. I have bills to pay, a bus to catch every weekday morning, laundry that never seems quite white or bright enough. I'm a lousy cook, but I'm alive." She says, "I'm alive because of my mother's death. She taught me that in spite of my illness, I had to live. Suicide just isn't worth it." You know, in spite of what a lot of us think, pain and disappointment just don't end at death. Anne says, "Suicide doesn't end pain." Now, the frame of reference from which she is speaking is the burden left on the broken shoulders of those left behind, like what her mother did to her and to her dad. And that's certainly true. But it's the Bible that shows us another side to the matter. The Bible says that death itself is not sleep. Death does not bring unconsciousness. In death, people are as much conscious, they are just as much awake, as you and I are right now. In fact, in the Bible, there is the true story of a man named Lazarus, conscious after death, talking with one the Bible simply describes as the rich man, and this is the way the Bible puts it, who also died. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes being in torment. So you see, death does not always bring rest in peace. Anne says that she has learned to want to live because, from personal experience, she has learned of the hurt suicide brings on those left behind. That's a good lesson to learn. And for some, it may be the only lesson they can handle right now. But the real motivation to live, the one who gives you real purpose, a reason to go on, is Jesus. Now, that's not just an empty, idealistic idea. It's true. You see, we all will end up in the grave. The key is to be ready for that conscious existence beyond. From Jesus' own lips, he says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." It's then that Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." In other words, God cares for you. He cares when you hurt. He's the one who can cry bigger tears all just for you. He has a big shoulder for you to lean on. He gives you a reason to want to live, and he can carry you to safety, even over there. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it, care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.